Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. My goal of this podcast is to give you tools and awareness you need to thrive in your relationships, feel deeply connected, and find harmony and fulfillment in your relationships and personal life. So I hope you tune in here with me each and every week. I want to talk to you about five key signs that your emotional needs are not being met in your relationship. So one of the first signs that's really important to pay attention to, and when I say signs, what I'm really trying to say with this is like, these are symptoms of something underlying or underneath that if we address that underneath root cause, we can actually see transformation in the relationship. So as I go through each of these major signs, I'm actually going to give you a bit of a tool to move through this and what to discuss and just help you sort of be guided through this process of communication. So one of the first signs is that you are feeling lonely or alone. And a lot of people will say, oh, you know, I feel like I'm lonely while I'm in a relationship. And that's a big sign that your emotional needs are not being met. I mean, that's what it really, that's what I hear when somebody tells me that. So when you're experiencing this, the first thing you want to do is sit down and be like, okay, well, what would make me feel like I was connected instead of alone, right? So what would make me feel the opposite? And you want to try to really fine tune like one or two things. Would it be more physical affection? Would it be your partner being more present with you? Would it be having a date night more often? Would it be trying something new, taking a trip? Like you want to get really specific and clear. And then you want to actually go and communicate this to your partner or loved one. And by doing this, you actually allow the facilitation of something to take place where there can be a transformation in the relationship. Rather than what I see people often do is they'll be like, oh, I feel lonely and alone, and they'll resent their partner, or they'll make passive aggressive comments, or they'll try to make their partner jealous, or they will push their partner away or shut down. Like there's sort of all these different things that people will do at a subconscious level when they haven't just made this information fully conscious and put together a conscious strategy for moving through this, right? So that's number one. Number two is seeking outside attention or affection. And, you know, we've covered this on this channel a few times. And one of the things we talk about a lot is, you know, people cheat more often than not because they have unmet needs for long enough periods of time that they then build so much resentment towards their partner, and they feel like they blame their partner because they sort of have this expectation at a subconscious level, like, oh, my partner is supposed to be meeting all my needs. They were originally in the honeymoon stage of the relationship. So when it's not happening, they feel upset, sometimes threatened, sometimes abandoned, sometimes betrayed. And so when there's unmet needs and then this like wall that goes up or guard, and then this resentment that starts to spark, then it's much easier to make a justification if somebody comes along outside of your relationship that meets those needs or seems to have the promise of meeting those needs. It's easier for the subconscious mind to stray because the subconscious mind is a needs meeting machine. Now, I'm not in any way justifying cheating. And just to be clear, there's also other reasons people cheat. This is just like the most dominant pool of the population. These are the underlying features as to why. There are people who are chronically cheating because they have addiction issues around sex addiction or things like that. Or, you know, a big hole in their bucket of significance where they're constantly seeking validation, reinforcement, these sorts of things. But as a general rule, what you're seeing here is when people are seeking outside attention, even if it's not cheating, but just like really seeking outside attention in some form as a means of like an ego boost or a boost for connection or validation. This is a sign that they're not getting those very specific needs met in the relationship, which again is a call for communication. It means it's time to go to your partner, to your loved one, and say, hey, you know, encouragement, validation, words of affirmation, these things are important to me in a relationship. It's a big love language for me, perhaps. And to be able to facilitate organizing that you guys are more attentive to that need as a collective. But that can't be done without a dialogue around it first, if it's something that's currently missing. Number three is when people are in a situation where they feel like their love languages are not being spoken to. So if your emotional needs are not being met, you may feel this like huge need for a love language that's not available to you currently. And for those of you that aren't familiar, this is from Dr. Gary Chapman's work, and he talks about how there's five major love languages. There is quality time, which is like presence, date night, these sorts of things. Physical touch, which is pretty self-explanatory. Words of affirmation, encouragement, these sorts of things. Acts of service, which is sort of like doing favors for somebody, cooking them dinner, making them coffee, taking them to the airport, these sorts of like acts of love, right? Through behaviors. And then we've got gifts. And oftentimes what happens is couples will get into a relationship but have like one or two different love languages. And it can leave a person feeling kind of alone in a relationship or like their emotional needs are going unmet when we're forgetting to be intentional and checked in and make sure that we're speaking in each other's love languages in the relationship itself. So this is a really important thing to be paying attention to in terms of what you can really do. Number four is using indirect strategies to get your needs met. Now, this is a huge topic and we talk a lot about this. There's a great course for this called Discover, Embrace, and Fulfill Your Personal Needs. It's all about how to get your needs met in a romantic relationship by understanding them first and then being able to have that information to build that relationship to yourself, to really prime your subconscious mind to be able to get them met as well. But basically this key theme is like, if you don't know your needs, then how are you ever going to be able to articulate them to somebody else? And then you're always going to be left feeling a little unfulfilled because people are never going to mind read your needs 100% of the time. So you're going to be left feeling like, oh, my needs are unmet. There'll be this sort of subconscious lingering feeling of loneliness or unhappiness or lack of fulfillment in a relationship. But if we actually just have that information and we're communicating effectively with a partner, we'll be able to take each other's needs into consideration and show up and meet them. So what symptom number four here is really communicating to you is like, when we get our needs met in indirect forms, this is a really big sign that your emotional needs are not being met in their highest forms. They're not being met directly. So an example of this is like, if you're trying to make your partner jealous to see that they care, I mean, like that's a really indirect strategy rather than just like saying, hey, validation is important to me in a relationship or words of affirmation or vulnerability, having vulnerable conversations, expressing where we're at, being checked in. Like there's so many healthy ways of getting the need met for validation that don't have to involve making your partner jealous, right? So being clear about that is extremely rewarding and important. And then also, you know, you can think of so many different ways we go about this, right? We try to find out from our friends or family members, like if the person's on the same page as we are, or we ask their friends or family members. I mean, there's so many like indirect things we do, but if you're having to go in these like roundabout ways, if you're having to manipulate, if you're having to, or you find yourself doing manipulative things for reinforcement, or you find yourself like checking through things or snooping or things like that. I mean, like all of these indirect ways of getting your needs met are signs that you are not getting your needs met directly and that there's probably some vulnerable communication to be had that will actually strengthen the quality of your relationship. And then number five, last but not least, and this sort of goes leapfrogging off of number four, but not knowing your needs or how to express them. I mean, if you don't know what your needs are and if you don't know what your partner's needs are, you guys are gonna have a miscommunication. There's just, it's inevitable. It's going to happen. If you know your top needs, you're clear about them and you have a habit of checking in on a weekly basis to be like, hey, are your needs being met? How are you feeling this week about us? Like what's going on? I mean, obviously you don't want to do this in like when you're on like your third date with somebody, but once you're past honeymoon stage, like you're actually in a committed longer-term relationship, these are really important things to be doing to really make sure that like that relationship is being nurtured effectively so it can really last the long run and that those roots are continuously growing deeper. So again, if you want to do a much deeper dive into that, your needs, your partner's needs, understanding them, how to communicate about them, you can check out for free for 7 days, our Discover, Embrace, and Fulfill Your Personal Needs course that will talk all about needs and do a deep dive into all of that information for you and sort of guide you through that whole process. But hopefully this video gave you some starter information in terms of just being aware of like, are your needs not being met? And then some strategies for what to do. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for watching and for being here. Please like, share, and subscribe if you haven't already. And I will see you in the next video.